Hi guys, Nancy Grace here. All of us here at Crime Stories are working every day to stay in touch with you and bring you the very latest in crime and justice news all around our country. And now our friends at SiriusXM are making it even easier for you to get crime stories while so many of us are doing our part, staying home and staying safe. This is what they're doing. If you don't already have a subscription at SiriusXM, here's a chance to listen for free. Listen for free. Just go to your app store, download the app for SiriusXM, make up a login name, and you're in to listen for free. Listen through your phone, your computer, Alexa, Google Home, Sonos, any smart TV, so many other devices, but those are a few of them. Don't miss Crime Stories every weekday at high noon Eastern on SiriusXM 111, the Triumph Channel. Free listening for you runs until May 15. SiriusXM, thank you for letting our listeners listen for free and for being our partner.
A massive bust of pedophiles online. And guess how they're doing it? They're using coronavirus. They know children are at home during quarantine, lockdown, curfew. And they're using that to their advantage. In the last days, one of the biggest busts of online pedophiles. How are they getting away with it? And how do the busts go down? Nancy Grace, this is Crime Stories.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Take a listen to our friend Julie Carey at NBC4 Washington News.
30 men accused of trying to sexually exploit children online. Fairfax County police often run undercover operations. At times, kids are home for holiday or spring break. Detectives pose online as children. But identifying 30 alleged predators in just 10 days, surprising even to police.
Yeah, the numbers are staggering, very disappointing, disheartening.
Major Ed O'Carroll says the arrests should send a clear signal to parents. They need to be especially vigilant now about monitoring their kids' online activity.
But parents need to know the platforms, be proactive.
The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children ready to help with an online series of videos aimed at elementary age kids. Eliza McCoy works on outreach and prevention there.
We've certainly seen an increase in reports of online exploitation of children.
Guys, again, you were just hearing from NBC4 Washington. This is one of the biggest busts of online pedophiles, sex predators that are searching out children during coronavirus. But it happens all the time. But this is like when you hear special on aisle four. They know that children are home during coronavirus curfews, lockdowns, quarantines, and they are using it to their advantage. It's like the lion sneaking up, or the jackal sneaking up on the animals, the gazelles at the watering hole. They wait for that moment when there is chaos, confusion, such as a thunderbolt in the distance. And the moment the gazelle are not paying attention, that is when they strike. Right now, children are home. They're home because of COVID-19. And this is the time predators are turning coronavirus to their advantage. With me, an all-star panel, and I'm going to lead off with special guest Alicia Kozakowicz, survivor of an online predator that kidnapped her from her home after a holiday dinner with all of her family and took her far away and held her in a dungeon, torturing her before she was miraculously saved. You can find her at Alicia Kozak, KOZAK.com. Tatiana Jordan, CMO, Chief Marketing Officer, Chief Parenting Officer at BARC. I'll let her explain what that is. It's a way to protect your children. We have it. Detective Rich Wistocki at BeSureConsulting.com. Derek Ellington, expert in online activity, fraud examiner at Ellington.net. Psychoanalyst to the stars, Dr. Bethany Marshall, joining us from LA. She's at drbethanymarshall.com. But first, to Nicole Parton, investigative reporter joining me from crimeonline.com. Nicole, tell me about this massive pedo bust.
30 alleged pedophiles arrested in just one Virginia county. In this undercover investigation, they're calling Operation COVID Crackdown. Fairfax County Police arrested 30 men, ages 20 to 74.
Okay, Nicole. You know this like the back of your hand, okay? You got to slow down. We've got to take this in. Slow it down, sister. Start over. Nicole, are you still with me?
All right.
Or did you just hang
up?
I am.
Okay. No, I'm with you.
And guys, I want to point out that not only is Nicole an investigative reporter, she's a mom. What is it, three children, Nicole? Or has
four.
Okay, right. You just adopted another baby. Thank you for that clarification. So this is especially meaningful to you. Okay, start over, investigative reporter and mommy. Go ahead.
30 alleged pedophiles arrested in just one Virginia county, Nancy, in this undercover investigation that they're calling Operation COVID Crackdown. Fairfax County Police arrested 30 men, ages 20 to 74 years old.
Hold on. 20 to 74.
That's right.
Let me just drink that in for one moment. Jackie, 74-year-old men online trying to get little children. Now, Jackie, I'm going to go out of order. I want you to go to your cut 13, but hold on. I've got to deal with a 74-year-old man trying to snag a 9-year-old kid online. To Dr. Bethany Marshall, psychoanalyst joining me out of Beverly Hills, you know, you'd think that by 74, they wouldn't be doing this, but I want to tell you a quick story. I prosecuted a guy, millionaire. He ran all of the carriage and livery trade, as it was called, in Atlanta. You know those horse-drawn carriages that take you through parks, limos, all that? He ran all that for, I know, with an iron fist for over 20 years in Atlanta. And I found out about a 3-year-old little girl, her, I think, 7-year-old sister. Mommy had been living with him, and he had full-on raped both of the girls for I don't know how long. I got to working the case, Bethany. Now, he's up in his late 60s now. I found 7 similar transactions. One was his first natural daughter. Oh, he had 34 natural children by various women. I found his daughter, now grown. I found her in a sleepover motel extended stay in Decatur, Georgia. She smelled like cigarettes and alcohol because she had turned into an alcoholic. He raped her when she was 15. And I found so many. Another one of his daughters went on to write books and lecture the whole country about incest. So they had very different outcomes. 7 similar transactions dating back to his early 20s. He's now almost 70. And I knew then child molesters never stop. But that's anecdotal. You tell me, you're the shrink.
Okay, Nancy, here's what's interesting. All other crimes, bank robberies, homicide, crimes that involve aggression, these types of tendencies tend to fade or ameliorate over age as men age. So there's a biologically based mellowing effect in criminals. So they offend less frequently when they get older, except for child molesters. That is the one and only crime that actually in time.
Oh, you cut out on me, Bethany. You said that's the only crime that actually does what?
Increases over time.
Okay, so we can't hope that these guys will age out. And another thing, Nicole Parton told me that this happened in Fairfax, Virginia. 30 guys rounded up in this one area, totally busted pervs trying to lure children online. But don't be lulled into thinking it's just in Fairfax. Listen to this true story we covered. WISN 12 News reporter Derek Rose.
Tommy Lee Jenkins' first conviction on child sex charges was in 2011. Now he's charged in a new investigation. Documents show Jenkins used Facebook to communicate with someone he thought was 14. It was actually an undercover deputy who asked, "Do you care? I'm 14 and drink." Jenkins' reply, according to the records, "No." Prosecutors claim Jenkins initiated the topic of sex and wanted the undercover to send a picture with no shirt, no pants, asking, "When you get here, would you like to have sex with me?" The undercover responded, "Yes." And Jenkins allegedly told the undercover he planned to walk nearly 400 miles from Whitestown, Indiana, to Neenah, Wisconsin, to meet for sex. On the way, prosecutors claim Jenkins documented the trip with selfies and pictures of exit signs. And on Thursday, records show Jenkins told the undercover he made it to Wisconsin and wanted to have 500 kids before we are with God. Instead, Jenkins found investigators waiting to take him back to jail.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? The man walks 350 miles from Indiana to Wisconsin to get at a 14-year-old girl. Did you hear that? So you think these guys are just in Fairfax? No. They will travel. And not only that, he documented it by taking selfies along the way I would document our RV trip.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
To Detective Rich Wistocki at BeSureConsulting.com. What do you make of this massive pedophile bust?
Well, you know, I've spent 30 years chasing predators at the Naperville, Illinois Police Department. I retired a couple years ago. What happens is that 90% of these guys that are arrested have never had been arrested before. And that's the misconception. Like, communities will look at the sex offender registry. These guys have never been arrested before. It is a secret life. Most of these guys are married, have children, great jobs. And where we need to concentrate our efforts, like Alicia does and like I do and Tatiana does, we go into schools and we show kids what the warning signs are. Now, all these guys have been in Minecraft, Roblox, Fortnite. And then what we train our kids in school, and we train them and say, look, if someone takes you to another site off the game, they are not who they say they are. So little tricks of the trade that these predators use, and I've arrested over 300 predators in my career. I was an ICAC member from its inception, Internet Crimes Against Children. And these guys in Virginia do a fantastic job at corralling their predators.
Okay, before we start patting everybody on the back, which is totally acceptable and it is totally called for, I want to get at information about this bust and how we can help people. Back to you, Nicole Parton, investigative reporter joining us from crimeonline.com. Nicole, 30 guys in just a few days. That's a tip of the iceberg. But tell me about the bust. Tell me how police, how undercover agents found out about the pervs.
So these men started sexual explicit conversations with who they thought were children online and then agreed to meet up for sex. So once they arrived at the agreed locations, rather than being met up by the children they thought they were going to have sex with, they were met by police.
Police arresting 30 pedophiles in just one Virginia county as part of a COVID crackdown. It was an operation set up to help protect children who are vulnerable to online abuse while taking classes, their school classes, on the internet. And I want to go now to Tatiana Jordan, the CMO, Chief Marketing Officer and Parenting Officer for BARC. First of all, Tatiana, what is BARC?
Nancy, thank you so much for having me and for highlighting this issue. BARC is technology that keeps children safer online and in real life, and has actually helped to escalate over 450 online predators to law enforcement since inception.
You know, it's extremely sensitive because I use BARC, and that's how I found out about you, Tatiana Jordan. What it does is it monitors all your children's online activities. And of course, my children know that I'm using it. For instance, they pick up any curse word. They pick up, here's a good one. My son was playing soccer with school, and he was goalie, and his arms went through the net. And he took a picture of it. He was proud of it, and he sent it to a friend and went, look what happened at soccer. But I think he saved the goal. Anyway, Bark picked up on a picture of a bruise and immediately sent me an email saying, self-harm. If there is an ugly word, it can even be as simple as H-E-double-L or D-A-M-N. It alerts you something is going on.
That's right.
I'm thrilled with the way Bark is working. And it takes you back. It gives you the alert. And then you can actually see the screenshot of what was sent or what your child saw. I want to get back to you, Nicole Parton, joining us, investigative reporter. So the men were arrested at locations where they had agreed to meet the underage children. Is that correct? Nicole Parton, what more can you tell me?
That's correct. So after conversations, and again, this only lasted for 10 days. So things went from talk of sex to planning to meet to have sex within a very short period of time. So they would agree upon a location. These pedophiles would show up, but once they were there, of course, there was no children, but they were met by detectives and they were arrested.
Guys, I'm looking at the photos of these guys busted. You can find them at crimeonline.com, and their names are written horizontally beside their pictures. Here's all of them. I'm looking at them, and most of them, they look like anybody. They don't look... That's a common misconception to Dr. Bethany Marshall joining me out of L.A. When you say perv or pedophile or child molester, you think of some creepy white dude at the corner of the playground wearing a raincoat, black socks and black shoes with a hat on that's going to open the raincoat and flash you. These guys don't look like that at all, Dr. Bethany. And while I've got you, circle back for me on, I believe it was Detective Wistocki. It was Alicia Kozakiewicz talking about if you're arrested one time, how many other times have you molested?
Well, to comment on that, Nancy, the stats are that on average, a pedophile offends for 13 years before he's apprehended. 13 years. Extrafamilial offenders, male on boys, offend an average of 561 times with different victims. Intrafamilial offenders offend far greater rate because they have more access to the victims. Tell me your other question again.
I was saying how I'm looking at all these pictures at crimeonline.com these guys, and Jackie is correcting me. It all went down in Fairfax, but they were drawing from a couple of different statements, Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, all around the Fairfax area. But back to what they look like.
Yes. Nancy, this disorder, pedophilia, knows no culture, knows no race, knows no ethnicity, knows no socioeconomic level. These men are bankers, priests, fathers, mechanics. They are men from all walks of life. And I'm going to tell you, the most affluent probably offend the most frequently because they have the most access. If you are poor and you're living in a room with six other people in a small apartment and you're a pedophile, you're not going to be able to get away to offend as frequently. Now, if you're an intrafamilial offender, of course, that rate of offense will increase. But if you are a banker and you make millions of dollars a year and you're living in your 6,000 square foot mansion and you go to your own little, you know, your beautiful office in a corner of the house, you can offend as much as you want. You can be a predator in daylight and nobody is going to suspect you because we do think of predators as being in, you know, the flasher in the dark trench coat. It's not true. They are a heterogeneous group. They come from all walks of life.
Guys,
correct. And under the National Center of Missing Exploited Children.
Am I hearing Derek Ellington or Rich Wistocki?
Rich Wistocki. Every internet predator can have up to 250 victims in their lifetime. and they've never been arrested before.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. Guys, we are talking about a major, major crackdown on online pedophiles, and it just went down. Virginia County, it was called COVID Crackdown Operation, set up to protect children who are being lured online by predators. It was called COVID Crackdown because the predators are actually using the fact that children are home, being homeschooled, teleschooled like mine are, to lure them online. Take a listen now to our friend at Detroit WDIV 4 news reporter Hank Winchester.
Parks are closed, taped off. Children are inside. And unfortunately, sexual predators know it. They also know children may be focused on their phones, iPads, and computers. The threat is bigger than ever before. And it's a big concern for the FBI.
So child predators are still out there, and they're preying on this fact that more and more kids are on their screens a heck of a lot more than they used to be.
Predators who may normally cruise parks or find children in other public places are now taking everything online. People are inside, and your kids are focused on digital devices, which is why you, as a parent, need to be extra vigilant.
People don't always realize there's really good privacy settings on these tablets and these devices and your online gaming systems as well, right? Make sure that you're doing all those, checking all those things from your privacy setting to make sure you know what your children are watching and what you're aware of.
Understand, the FBI continues to track predators online and also works to investigate other major crimes. Just because the public is on lockdown doesn't mean these agents aren't hard at work.
Thank God they're at work. They got 30 pedophiles in a massive bust, and it only took them a couple of days to round them up. Do you know what your child is doing online? I think I do. But take a listen now to ABC4 news reporter Ann Emerson.
An 11-year-old driver on a three-hour trip pulls over randomly into a restaurant parking lot early Monday morning. A police cruiser is there.
And he needed help. And Officer Braun was in the right place at the right time, able to find out why he was in Charleston, where he was from, where he was supposed to be.
An officer on night duty. The 11-year-old pulls in. Within a minute, the officer gets out to investigate. The boy shakes hands with the officer. Within 23 minutes from the initial meeting, the child gets into the cruiser. The boy told police he was from Simpsonville. He said he took his brother's car and drove 200 miles to meet a man from Snapchat. He said he was going to live with him.
An 11-year-old little boy meets a predator on Snapchat, gets into the family car in the middle of the night, and tries to drive all the way, 300 miles, an 11-year-old boy. He happened, thank God, to pull into a restaurant parking lot, I think to check his geolocation, and it just so happened that a miracle occurred. An officer was sitting in the parking lot late at night, early morning hours, and sees a car pull in, couldn't even see a driver. It was an 11-year-old boy behind the wheel trying to hook up with a guy, go live with a guy he met on Snapchat. Doesn't even know what SEX is. And this guy had lured him that far away. In the last hours, police busting 30 pedophiles in just one county, Fairfax, as part of COVID crackdown to protect children who are home at home teleschooling. To Alicia Kozakiewicz at AliciaKozak.com. Alicia, how do they do it? Now, I know that you met your perp in a chat room, I think, or on Facebook. But now they're getting into all sorts of, for instance, Snapchat. They're getting into Instagram. They're getting into Minecraft or to Fortnite. How does it happen, Alicia?
So I was groomed. I was introduced to this person in a chat room, Facebook, YouTube, Snapchat, none of that existed yet. This was back in 2002, and I was the first case to receive high-profile media attention in internet luring. And grooming is incredibly simple. It's just pretending to be a child friend and being there for them. And kids struggle with so many vulnerabilities and so many insecurities. And these predators feed on those. They find them and they exploit them. And what they do is they make the child feel whole. They make the child feel accepted. And while they're doing this, they're pulling them away from their friends and their family and their teachers and people who can protect them, and sort of in some ways turning them against them. The issue with grooming is, though, that it is not entirely visible. It looks like being a teenager. The child spends more time online, more time alone, doesn't hang out with their friends as much, is maybe a little bit crankier than normal. That is just being a teenager, and that's why parents have to be so alert and have to work so hard to protect their children. This is a really overwhelming time, but this is something that cannot be ignored. The kids are home, and the predators are home, and they are picking these kids out and easily able to find them. They know where they are, and they're going to be in the places where the kids
right.
spend the most time.
To Detective Rich Wostocki, joining me from BeSureConsulting.com. Detective Wostocki, how does the sting work? Do the feds or the cops go online and search for certain words? How do they catch the pedophiles?
Actually, it's really easy. It's two different ways. Either we teach children how to report, and we take over their account and become them, or we have profiles out there, and we are playing actually Fortnite and TikTok, Minecraft. We have all these fraudulent or fake accounts that we have, and we're just playing the game. And they come, we set up the profile, and it's like shooting fish in the barrel, Nancy. Really, there are so many. And the problem is there's not enough internet crimes investigators to do. This is just scratching the surface how many guys they caught in one area. Most police departments don't even have an ICAC member to do these types of things.
You're so right about that, Detective Wostocki. Derek Ellington, expert in online activity at Ellington.net. How do the cops go about finding the pedophiles? I mean, just think about it. Derek, you tell a police officer who's used to working a beat out on the street, you say, okay, there are online pedophiles targeting our children. Stop them. What do you do? How do they do it?
Well, Nancy, it's unfortunately not as difficult as one might think, in that, as everyone has talked about, there are a lot of people out there. They've got a lot of free time. And, you know, when the officers who do this go to the same places that our children are, they can separate a lot of times the pedophiles from the regular children pretty easily. But I know it seems all very overwhelming for parents, but there are some things that parents can do. There are some good resources out there. BARC, a technology like that, can be very helpful. Common Sense Media is a nonprofit website that has a lot of resources for parents. But the main thing that I think parents can look at is, one of the things we hear from parents is they worry about their kids' privacies, and they worry about respecting their kids' privacies. Well, you can't respect your children's privacies and keep them safe. You need to know what they're doing. And even though it's overwhelming for parents, it's a lot simpler if you start the conversation. Have the conversation with the kids. Know who they're associating
right.
with. Know who they're talking with online. One thing that we'll tell parents, if you wouldn't let a random 50-year-old come and sit on your couch and play video games with your kid, don't let your kid do that online. There are a lot of parents out there that would not let their kid have a cell phone. They would say their 8-year-old, 9-year-old, 12-year-old is too young for a cell phone. But they have a video game, an Xbox, with a camera, with a headset, connected to the internet where they can talk. And
one other point,
Nancy, is that we always have that saying about it's with how you say it. And what makes our children so vulnerable nowadays is that because most of their conversations are digital, they lose that body language. They lose that ability to see someone's vibe, to be able to judge
right.
someone. And, you know, for a lot of our children, you know, if they could see what these pedophiles look like, if they could experience them face to face, then obviously.
Well, I don't know that I want them to experience the pedophile face to face.
Obviously.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Guys, thank you for being with us here at Fox Nation and SiriusXM 111. In the last days, a massive bust of 30 pedophiles. It's called Operation COVID Crackdown. And it's just in one small area. 30 guys in just a couple of days. And that was one police force working in Fairfax County. So what's happening in your backyard, in your home, on your child's screen? Guys, I want you to take a listen now to CrimeOnline.com investigative reporter Dave Mack.
30 men arrested in Northern Virginia charged with trolling the internet to solicit sex from minors. The arrests were the result of a sting operation called Operation COVID Crackdown. The intent, to nab predators exploiting children's increased online presence due to school closures and stay-at-home orders to combat the coronavirus. The men arrested went online to initiate explicit conversations and solicit sex. But the children they thought they were talking to were actually police officers posing as children. Each of the suspects agreed to meet their targets in person at specified locations. Detectives arrested the men when they showed up. The men ranged in age from 20 to 74. Most live in Northern Virginia, but some came from Maryland, West Virginia, and D.C. Altogether, they're facing a combined 68 felonies.
68 felonies. Their photos and names are posted at CrimeOnline.com. Now, let's go to CBS 5 Arizona News reporter Emma Lockhart.
While in isolation, there are still dangers lurking behind the computer and phone screen.
These people are in quarantine, too, so there are quite a few. There is a lot more predators online now than there would have been pre-quarantine.
Detective Scott Petrak with the Mesa Police Department says now more than ever, parents need to be on high alert.
They need to get in their kids' business, do spot checks on their phones, know who they're talking to, know what kind of social media apps they're using.
Petrak recommends having an open conversation with your children about how to stay safe.
That's the very first thing right there, is having the conversation with the kids and letting them know that you shouldn't be giving out personal information. You shouldn't be sending out pictures.
Glendale mother of three, Jennifer Marson-Tanovic, is well aware of the dangers out there. In her home, monitoring her children's activity goes without saying.
For anything that involves, you know, the computer, we try to have it in an open area where it can be viewed, you know, by the rest of our family at any time.
The officers at Fairfax County Police found pedophiles starting, quote, explicit conversation with children online, then trying to, quote, initiate sex with them. And we are getting that directly from the arrest warrants. The alleged pedophiles, all men, aged 20 to 74, were arrested at locations where they had actually agreed to meet the children. And any lawyer can explain that. You can say anything, almost anything anyway, online, but the overt act, as it is called in the law, the next step, the one step, makes this a felony. They not only lure the children online, they have explicit sexual conversations with them online, but they get in their vehicle, or in the case I showed you, walk 350 miles to get to the target child in order to have sex with them. And the reality is, Alicia Kozakiewicz, joining me from AliciaKozak.com, weigh in, Alicia. I mean, you were held by a choke collar in a dungeon by a pedophile, but you miraculously lived. Weigh in.
Well, it's true that statistically, children in a stranger abduction are murdered within the first 3 hours. So the clock is really ticking and every second counts. In my case, people often ask me, did you think that he was going to kill you? And it wasn't a question of if, it was a question of when. So my goal was to stay alive long enough to be rescued. And in these cases, it's interesting because people go off of what they've seen in movies that, okay, maybe you've been blindfolded and this person will drop you off underneath the bridge and you won't go to the cops, and that this all plays into it. All they have to go on is movie and television shows. And the fact is that this person is left with really no other option than to dispose of the child.
Guys, I'm taking a look at what the cops did. All 30 of these pedophiles, alleged pedophiles, face more than one count of solicitation of a minor and so much more. I'm looking at Major Ed Carroll, the commander of Major Crimes Bureau. For the department, said, our detectives have remained vigilant and they recognize the increased threat. To Nicole Parton joining us, CrimeOnline.com investigative reporter. Nicole, what is Major Carroll referring to?
See, it's estimated that 50 million children in the United States are home from school right now because of COVID-19. And most of those 50 million children, like my children, like yours, they're taking online school classes. So more time online means more time they can potentially have these pedophiles.
Take a listen now, guys, to our friends at KHOU 11, Melissa Correa.
Video games these days come with a chat room feature. And while there are versions of games just for kids, YouTube reminds us adults can easily sneak in.
They'll start developing their own relationships with those kids there. They'll go on there. They'll start talking to them. They'll pretend to be children themselves.
Sergeant Luis Menendez Sierra investigates online child sex crimes. Houston police are tracking a 200% increase in cyber tips within the last 3 years. A lot of those new cases start...
Hey, how are you? What's your name? Where do you live?
With a simple chat.
Hey, do you play often? What games do you like to play? And then it leads to... Hey, do you have a girlfriend? Oh, no, or yes, you know, oh, you don't, why don't you? Do you have another device where we can talk or another platform where we can talk and share pictures? Oh, I want to see what you look like. And then the next thing you know, there's an appropriate picture exchange, and that's where it just barrels out of control.
You know, it's just striking fear in my heart when I hear that. Guys, in this last bus, a massive bus, 30 pedophiles, they were snagged. But how many have slipped through our fingers? Nancy Grace, Crime Story, signing off. Goodbye, friend.